ori da dina jiwa da dini yon di aani da donji osar jiwa tsiye se o jiwa da jiru thobla ke koi osar di pi osar se jita kartan jiwa di tiyengu yuwaari dan do di jini donji osar jiwa tsena ngama pi osar ko thob dengu yuwa maata wa jiru dengu ko yuwa yendu donji osar jiwa tse maata wa jiru thambaran jiwa jinsen ko jayen shena si traga gunin samjar ਉਦਾਦਿਨ ਕਿਰੋਰੰਗ ਉਹ ਜੀ ਸੋਂ ਸੰਦੀ ਦੇਨਾ ਤੁੰਜੀ ਉਸਰ ਥੌਮਰ ਚਰਵ ਸੀ ਪਈ ਉਸਰ ਜੀ ਇਸ਼ੀ ਜੀ ਜੰਬਰ ਚਰਵ ਨੋਂ ਸੀ ਪਈ ਉਸਰ ਕ ਇਸ਼ੀ ਕੋ ਨੋਂ ਕ ਜੰਬਰ ਨੋਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਵੇ ਜਲੂ ਕੋ ਨਿਰਨੇ ਤੇ ਇੰਗ ਯਾਰ ਵਾ ਜੰਬਰ ਚਰਵ ਨੋਂ ਦੀ ਛਿੰ ਠਵਰ ਸੋਂ ਵ ਤੋਬ ਜੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਵੇ ਜਲੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਨੰਬਰ ਯੋਂ ਉਸਰ ਦੇ ਦੁਨੀ ਤੰਬਰ ਜੀ ਸੀ ਸੋਂ ਜਾਂ ਸੀ ਤਾਂ ਸਵੇਂ ਧਰਤੀ ਕ ਪਈ ਉਸਰ ਦਾਂ ojigda donji osar ni ga ni sim yan ba da ni me sim sim thamo yan ban dan da ri yan na yo ti ni ji yon bo long ni ga ni no yan ba yo da ga ri ni no yan ba ran chong yi tha ro ji che ba ji yu da shu gu gu ri ti yan na yo zeng ta de ge pe yi osar da donji osar ni ga ni sim chen de tha yan ba ran chong na yo तब तमी को छबरे युवारी उदा मुझे करजों करजों जगा निडा को किचा जी यों युवाई जली थव्या को पे ओजर से जे दी तब इंदिंगी तोंजी ती जिस टों तब जली थब थबजे को तोंजी ओजर से जे दी तमी को छबा मोसु यें बा यें दु तब तमी जी छबरे युला उदा तोंजी ओजर जी छे तब ठारो द तब ठामो द रब धमजी
Now, we come into another point to be discussed, and this is what exactly is the substantial cause for establishing the illusory body. And again, one point that came up in one of the questions appears in this particular part of the text. So the question is, what is the reason for the impure illusory body dissolving when the actual clear light is generated? Because we say that the substantial cause of the impure illusory body is the metaphoric clear light. Later on, the actual clear light will become manifest. And when this happens, the impure illusory body will dissolve into that actual clear light. So what is the reason for that? Nawam Pelden replies that if we look at the notes of the teachings of Kedrukje, it states that when the actual clear light first dawns, the winds which are the mount of the primordial awareness of metaphoric clear light become extremely subtle, and by the strength of that, the impure illusory body also condenses and dissolves into clear light. So the primordial awareness, which is the metaphoric clear light, is carried by certain winds, right? And these winds are actually the substantial cause for the impure illusory body. When those things become very subtle, then you see that the impure illusory body itself dissolves into clear light. However, both the metaphoric clear light of the final mental isolation and the actual clear light are fundamental minds. So, in a sense, they're both equally subtle, right? And similarly, both the winds that are the mounts of those two are fundamental winds. So again, the winds of that carry the metaphoric and the actual clear light, they're fundamental. They're both subtle winds. Therefore, one analyzes how a gross and subtle differences exist. So we say they're both subtle, they're both equal in being fundamental, but there is some difference there. Although both the metaphoric clear light of the mental isolation and the actual clear light are similar in being extremely subtle fundamental minds, there is a difference in their being conceptual and non-conceptual, right? Because we had that thing asked as a question yesterday, what was the difference between the metaphoric clear light and the actual clear light? They're both very subtle. One is conceptual, the example clear light, and the other one is non-conceptual, which is the actual clear light. So this is their difference.
Oji da dina chida, da dini da jimi kaam jilu di, oji da ishi durji kani tu jitina, 我觉得被经济当被经济跟从本上，我得被经济我人把人的买上有啊的，但经济各地一些都是跟里对里，加码当吃大了，是不？被经济跟从本上的，但等你上下话，我被经济我们的人把人的买的，等那家有啊的。 对了，就，就绿色就，就米各色就，就米绿色就对，对，下朝都几个都就蛮定的。我觉得，那龙龙泉的茶木呢，什么泉的茶木，我怎么认定的？这个什么泉的茶木，我的个人是个很久些见识。龙龙泉的茶木的年龄，对我不认识的话，一般人都对了。龙什么茶木的，都经常个个人接班呢。 我就第一个，第二个，各地那样，家长个各男性就应该有啊，这些，第二样，养老当年老个子，我觉得现在嘛，就那就，可是这个养老啊，我觉得那下不你当的，现在就那下不你当，我在下不你，等你不得几万，等你刚刚长定的，然后就小人了，我是没男性个，我在乡子，在下下不你都做刚刚有定的，养老当年，年老长养。 这个若不留给我买银吧，那我什么咱们的没把银都金米没金米没带回来，是被当铺的金米没带回来。等你过两天吧，那吃得到不？但一路个过程，家中个跟着我就银把银都，现在个么就，自光有啥么，吃不中的。那么给带回来有几，那么看那有啥的，这个不呢，钱当就吃，搞完有啥了，带回来几年的，下个月吧，被电脑就银定。
Now, the last line in this paragraph says, since all gross and subtle conceptions together with their winds must dissolve at the time of the actual clear light, then the winds that are the mounts of conception and act as the direct substantial cause of the illusory body must also dissolve. Now, we continue by entering this part of the text that gives us 12 examples to work with in order to understand better the clear light. So it says, the illusory body. Concerning the illusory body, the compendium of Vajra Primordial Awareness states the 12 examples, such as the illusory, the moon in water, and so on, to illustrate the illusory body. Now remember that we state that in order to achieve, to attain this illusory body, we must have a substantial cause, and the substantial cause for that is very subtle wind. And at the same time, we have a coactive condition, which is the metaphoric light of the metaphoric clear light. Now, we're going through the examples with some explanation. It says, when it is generated as the body of Vajradhara from mere winds and mind, so this indicates the substantial cause and the coactive conditions. It is like an illusory person, since it is nothing but mere wind and mind, though it is complete in all the main and secondary limbs. Here, when we talk about the main and secondary limbs, we are describing the aspect of the deity that possesses the two arms, the two legs, and the head. And within that, these are the main limbs, and within that, we also have the secondary limbs, such as the joints and the fingers, for example, and so forth. But it is like an illusory person, because it's nothing but wind and mind, very subtle wind and mind. So that's the first analogy. The second analogy says that it is like the reflection of the moon in water, since it pervades everywhere. The same way that the moon is in the sky and it pervades everywhere, it can be reflected in all suitable surfaces, such as any body of water or any mirror or any window or anything like that. Similarly, this particular type of body pervades everywhere. Also, it says, the example number 3, it is like a hallucinated shadow body of a man, since it lacks flesh and bones, etc. It is very subtle, but it does not, although have the full appearance of the body, it does not have the flesh and the bones. So it is like the shadow body.
ཁྱི་གི་ཡོ་བི་མུག་ཅི་ཏ་བོ་སི་མ་མུག་ཅི་ཡ་སེ་ཅི་དེ་ན་ཡང་གི་ཡོ་རོ་ཐོ་རན་བོ་ནི་མ་ར་མུག་ཅི་གི་དེ་དུ་ཅི་ཤེ་མ་དང་ཐབ་ཐབ་ཡ་ན་ཅི་ ཁྱི་གི་གི་དེ་བ་ནང་ཅེ་ཅི་མ་ར་ཡོ་ཡོ་ཅི་གི་དེ་བ་ཡན་དུ་ཁྱི་གི་ཡོ་བ་ནང་ཅ་ནི་མུག་ཅི་ཏ་བ་རེ་ཡེ་སི་ཡེ་ཇི་མི་ལུ་དེ་དེ་པེ་ཅི་བ་ཨོ་དལ་ལོང་སོ་ཙམ་ལེ་ཏ་བ་ལུ་ཡན་བ་དེ་ནུ་མ་ལམ་གི་ལུ་རོ་པ་ལེ་སར་དེ་ཅི་བ་མ་ལམ་གི་ལུ་ཏ་བ་རེ་ཡེ་སི་ཅི་ད་མ་ལམ་གི་ལུ་ཟོང་ནུ་ཅི་ཡ་ཁར་སི་གོ་ཁོང་སོ ndridonsi je oda tatso ju malam go lusi je tena yen go ju garse go zigra pa go ludi meding oda dina yen ba yen du malam je lu ta nga ba ta tini nam je lu lu ro pa de don lu thamo de ni go jiden ji kon so ni go je chi yen gi ba ro ba nam je lu don je chi de tau jong ne de li yen de lo lo se no ya de ne tok che ta wo se Bernadi, Tau Yosajuni, Kijamna, Kijamna, Yon Shamati, Nazi, Jayangi, Jangi, the Medici, Jichuba, and Guivarua, without the Nago, that be Tubaji.
So, from amongst those 12 examples, we have already presented the first group of three. There are four those groups, and now we are continuing with examples number 4, 5, and 6. So, it says that it is like a mirage, since it moves in each moment. And here, by the term mirage, we describe this phenomenon where on a hot day from a distance, it can appear that you have simmering, you can almost see that there is water and that there is this simmering appearance, although there is nothing like that there. So it says it's like a mirage, since it's moved like that. Then it says, it is like, the fifth one, it is like a dream body separated from the gross body in a dream, since it is a body established from mere wind and mind. Now, we have here the example of the dream body, because here the dream body is considered to be, again, an example of a subtle body that arises from within the gross body at the time of sleep. Another occasion, another example that can fall into that is like the subtle body of a ghost, which can be related, is similar to that. And then finally we have number six, which says, it is like an echo, since it appears to others, though it belongs in the same continuum as the maturational body. The analogy here with the echo is that you have the original sound, and once the original sound is proclaimed, you can have, let's say, waves of that, and eventually you end up with the echo. But the echo is very similar to the original sound. It is connected with the original sound. So here the emphasis is placed on the fact that this subtle body still belongs in the same continuum as the original gross maturational body.
Only that the Rayan Bayan did that, Jimmy Pitching, you know, no need that to think, you to think, you and his horn is that bit to buy this song. Or that the need that to some sense. That's somebody, or that the bad on Jiba Gua, somebody in Bayan did that, the not the owner. Could he see that Jaluga? Jalu, Mazi Lenri jab na tizi tongji chakumari songyongguiwari. Yantama na ji lamsang ten ngaman nongwa chili kuyo na ten shamatizu nongwa chitiriri lui zaga di tongba ma yinba. Oma hongo shenji lau zaga yina tizi tongji chakumataba. Oji tizi tongji chakutaba yina di tena chili ba yina tiza kurangzi ji tongjin rawa di yang jing doguiwari. Tela yang ji nukuiwa marwa. Tena yindu oda tizi tongji taba. Then combated on Temba Coroniga, Yam Yam, the Matriand of Yendu, or Dapi Dumba. Die on Chi and John, Tamar Noya, the Mutur Tava, or Juda, Mutuka Timu Tava, the Nepi Jeba, or Juda, the Nepi Gavadi, Pi Gavadi, Ki Kata, Namba, Natava, Major Mandiva, Namkin Jason, the Sondon Carbo Servo Marbo Conga, Rini Mandiva, you are repeating on you, just not Tabi and Dingitabi Gavachi.
Now, we have already presented the first six examples in two categories of three, and now we continue with the next group of three, seven, eight, and nine. The seventh example, it says that it is like the city of Gandharas, since it is the supporting and supported mandala of that body. Now, when we talk about the city of Gandharas, we talk about those smell eaters, which are beings, which are bardo beings. The beings in the bardo state are actually beings that, since they have such a subtle body, they cannot be supported by any gross substances. They are subtle themselves. And it says that they feed on the smells of foods rather than food themselves. And this is how the name originates. They're called the smell eaters. And it is said that they are, let's say their aggregation or their collection or their cities are established instantaneously. And this is also the reason why, for example, when we want to make water offerings, we have to be very careful with the water bowls. The water bowls need to be, when they are emptied, they need to be turned upside down. And before they're used, one needs to recite the syllables Om Hum into them. Once you recite the syllables Om Hum, you're actually purifying them and you're making sure that the smell eaters are not establishing a whole city within your offering bowl. If you don't do that, they actually do establish themselves in the water, in the bowl itself, and later when you pour the water, you're actually destroying their abode. So that would be inappropriate. So it is said, when we give this analogy of the city of the Gandharas, the smell eaters, you have to understand that simultaneously you establish a whole city with a number of abodes, of houses, as well as their inhabitants. So it says, in a similar way, when you establish the illusory body, you are establishing the whole mandala, which is the inestimable mansion, and the deities within that. So this is how we can see the analogy, the seventh one. We come to the eighth one, which says that it is like an apparition, since it is one but appears as many. And the ninth one, it is like a rainbow, since the five colors of the body appear unobstructed and unmixed. So we have here a reminder of the colors, of the display of the five rays of colors. Now we come to the last three remaining examples. The tenth one, it says that it is like lightning in the midst of clouds, since it abides inside the aggregates of the maturation body. So you know how you can have the formation of clouds and suddenly in an instance you can see the lightning that subsides after that. So it says similarly, you have this maturational body and within that you can have, in a flash, you can manifest this illusory body, this subtle body. The 11th example, it says that it is like a bubble erupting in extremely clear water, since it arises suddenly from within the empty state. If we look at the example of an ocean, the water of an ocean, you can have the ocean when it is still, and you can also have, let's say, the waves of the ocean. They're both made out of water. They're made out of the same water, but they are different appearances at different times. So it says here the similar thing, the similar analogy can be carried over, because this body arises, that is, from within the empty state, like a bubble almost, like a wave from within the empty state. And the last one, which is the 12th example, it says it is like the appearance of a reflection of Vajradhara in a mirror, since it is complete in all main and secondary limbs.
Ori dati na yin bayin, di dan sam dani isa, dani yon ji dwa riyo na yon di lan.
All right, so we will stop with the presentation here, and we will allow about half an hour for questions and answers. I have some questions accumulating here in written form, so if you don't mind, I will just read one of those and then go into the live ones. So, is the navel chakra in this system at the navel, or is it four finger widths below, as it is in the six yogas of Naropa?
Tewe tsankori yoro wa, tewe tsankori korangi, tewa tela yoro wez, yamana tewe ola, sormo shi ola yoro wez, kawadus.
Ori dadi, tewe tsankori di, jida tewe, jida karse go, jida tewe tena yuki wari, jida re tena yungi wari.
Actually, it is at the navel itself, so it is not below the navel, it is at the navel. Okay, let's start.
The 13th example here, not 13th example, the example of like a city of Gandharvas, does that mean that the illusory body actually arises as the whole supported mandala also, not just the oneself as the vehicle?
All right, so from amongst those 12 examples, we have one that says that it is like the city of the smell eaters. And if it is like this, does it imply that the illusory body is not just the body of the main deity, but rather the whole mandala, the whole lot?
It says, since it is the supported and supported mandala.
Yani bu chela di pe tin so nang ne pe chi gi da gilu di kare la gore tri sa gi chung ke tra wo du yo re sten tan ten pa chi char tu du ne da din re da wo chi gre sa cher da gilu ser ya di khla zo le gilu re sya me na ten tan ten pa she le kan da din la yon be di khla khor gi khla kan ga lo du yo re sa
ori da Chetan jida jilu dan jilu ba se adi wa jida bina zujian dan zujian ka kanzawa se jir kachin ki warwa. Jilu ba se du jilu ka trishawa ka jayin kaan yuwari, chukiru raba kanchun la saba mambu yuwari, jiyan khur ka dha trishawa yuwari, so wanda wo jilu kuran tringi ka triba po tila jilu ba se adi. Jilu ba di kalu di lu tamu ko nonsam ko lu chigayin ba yendu wajig da tila jilu yusi wada tigo trishawa ko ten jayin kong yinanda rirawan kongchim so yinanda wada di nonsam tsam ko dangji chen yendi
jilu ba yena dindre mambo chuya yo mare jilu korangi dindre sheya kong tahla mintawa
Mari Jilu Baz and do Jilu Tringi Jilu Tribu Kanzo Tela Jilu Baz Yachi. When you that Jilu said that the Koranga Kaluda Mumaguari the Trizavaga Jura Ravan Kanjum Lazaba Naba Nasoji Badi Jilu Indini.
Roshi was saying here that we need to make a distinction between the illusory body itself and the person, the practitioner who have
has manifested the illusory body. And when we talk about the illusory body itself, this is a subtle body, and this one can manifest, can take on various aspects. It can take the aspect of one deity, of all the entourage, of the whole mandala, of the inestimable mansion, and so forth. Does that cover it?
What are the three practices that are mentioned that Shukha Sun?
Tēnā kūsina tēn kārlā yāng Pāru pāru chūpa sūm tēn gō rēs Pāru pāru chūpa sūm tēn gō yu mā rēs Chūpa sūm sērē dī kārē rēs
Ārī tā chūpa sūm sērē dī Tā kēnyā gī wā rī Chū jī jī chūpa, chū mī jī chūpa, chāntu chū mī jī chūpa sī jī Wā tā sūm yu wā rī yāng rī 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 lā yāng jīnē dīvā, dā rī 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 yu wā rī wā jī dā tāp chāng tā sū mā jī dā shūpa sī jī dī jīrīm gōmbā lā jī pāng tōng yā gu shī jīrīm rū yā gu jī dī yāng shūpa tēn yā yāng dōgrīm gōmbā lā yāng jī pāng tōng yā gu jī dī yāng shūpa tēn yā wā jī dā sāng jī tōpa lā wā nōng yā gu jī dī yāng dīndrā shūpa tēn yā dīndrā dāng rā mā rā jī yāng gu yā
When we talk about the three types of activities or the three types of conduct, they are said to be the elaborate one, the very elaborate one, and the one which is not at all elaborated. And there are various activities taken, assumed by the yogis who are practicing. They are for the sake of enhancing one's practice. They can be done at the level of generation stage. They can be done at the level of completion stage. There are always, there are different, let's say, degrees of elaborated activities or the lack of those elaborated activities in order to help enhance one's practice, to take some benefit. More benefit out of the practice.
Ji din ani ji chen ri da tu ji ge chu ba wa da tu mi ji chu ba chen tu mi ji chu ba tu ji ge chu ba se ji di ji da tin da ge zhe ba tou ding ge ge zhe chen de su wa ji da ma zi ma rong ge du ge cha ga nao ya ji ge ri zi go ji ge ji len da nao wa da ding gen da xin ojida tinda go kanda tha oda tinda ju tilu namba na sa mar ji ojida tinda go shoban ji ko dewa di tu ji go choba tu mi go choba se ji de yo ji tinda go kar tha ga nda dong gri jin ma gyu wa go ngon ni ojida yo shoba shi ya ji wa ri tinda shin de tu mi go choba se ji de sa wa rong ni tinda ma gu ngi tin chen ji de jyazi jambu shiva la shangyi varwa wada jyazi jambu shiva la di jyuta san thambu la ni di ngi trawan thambu shakdi yuwa ri di jyuta tumi ku shiva siddhu ma ranga wa partiva yena kadiyu yena mar jyuta karisa ko basa kwa si mein tayang gu yuwa ri sansa kardi ka kata ni basa kwa si jyuti wada jyuta rocha ka nyandika sambu di da kalsa jyuta nye kuya ka sanglu tangya jyuta yidang chaya ga zanglu tangya ju shang jindurya ga zanglu tangya ju di sambo matang me dingi marangawa yina di jindamara nyekku dingi dinda ji yengi yawarwa
Now to give you some examples of these different types of contacts or activities, if you are engaging in this elaborate activity, it will be like taking part in How could you say, in a play, right? In a drama. So you would have to dress up, to put the mask, to recite certain verses, to perform. It's actually a performance. You're dressed up for a performance, and this is why it is called activity with elaboration. You can practice...
Hymns.
Singing as well is included. Then you can practice... at another level where you do not actually need to dress up and sing and recite and so forth in a more, let's say, modest way. And finally, we have the one which is completely without any elaboration. And an example of that was the conduct of Arya Shantideva, a being who had actualized a very high level on the path. And yet, when ordinary beings were observing...
At the level of ground. At Bhumi, we said.
when ordinary beings were examining his activities, it seemed that he was only doing three things, which was eating, sleeping, and defecating. So that seemed to be an activity without any elaboration at all. And there is actual particular, there is a term for that in Sanskrit of a being who only engages in those three activities, the Bishikoa, something like that. It's a Sanskrit term for that. Only three activities.
Mahasiddha
Tilopa, he was perceived as being asleep for 12 years, but little people didn't. So he was perceived to be asleep for 12 years, but people didn't really understand that he remained for 12 years in uninterrupted, single-pointed concentration on emptiness. And there was the other Mahasiddha who was known by the name the Deer Hunter. He was residing in the area close to Bodh Gaya, and he was saying he was capable with one arrow to kill 100 deers, and then he would sit down and have a feast and consume the flesh, and then snap the fingers, and they would just be revived and get up again.
And they run away.
Yeah, they run away.
Is it possible to reach that isolated mind, example, clear light and impure illusory body with a view other than the prasangika, like Shita Mantra or Sambhavita?
Alright, so is it possible to reach the states of clear light, of illusory body, of mental isolation, impure illusory body, and metaphoric clear light, you're saying, yeah? And impure illusory body, metaphoric clear light, mental isolation. Can those stages be achieved with a view other than the prasangika view? Rinpoche ladi nga ronso semgen yore, takpe gyulu yore, ma takpe gyulu yore, tangpe gyosul yore. Tensong kanga lo dhubya la inchi minchi nga ronso umatin kiruwa ki tawa tongne dhubgoreves, yamana tawa shenta gomne tiksareves. Now, it is said that it is possible for, there are examples of different Mahasiddhas who seem to have attained states like that by relying, let's say, on the mind-only view. But it is said that holding the mind-only view is a temporary view. Eventually they progress and they move into the middle way consequence school view. That is the final view.
Sir,
To give you an example, the great master Atisha relied on Srilimpa in Indonesia for many years and received many advice on the generation of bodhicitta. So definitely they developed this relationship of master and disciple. Lama Srilimpa on his own was holding the mind-only view, and this was from this point of view he gave all his presentation. But Lord Atisha is someone who was holding the middle way consequence view. So if one has reached the example clear light and one has attained the impure illusory body and still has not adapted the final prasangika middle way consequence view, would that be the time where one would have to change? Ta ma tape gulu tan pe yo se lepe kavla te na te gangla ya kunso uma tengiru wa kita wa des zimgoro wa se tsam diru wa se
Oji da tsam dani dani sa ju yon la sar kayo wa mari di Oji da julu da tsu kam na ju ta wa sam zamba da tina parji yu kumindu Ta te yin chi ju ni yara Oji da ju Mama Tava, the Yanji, and Mama Tanjava Tava, Juda, Shobu Shangli, Shobu Shikoto, Gutin, Jenrung, Jiang Yuser.
Well, she says we can't really say what is the limit or what is the actual point where we are switching over from one view into the other. It is definitely possible that one has illusory body on the basis of the mind-only view. But later on, you know, due to one's practices, due to one's contact, there has to be a shifting of the view.
Now, it is said that actually when we examine practitioners, it is interesting to see the two important things, the two aspects. One is the aspect of view that they have, and the other aspect is the aspect of their conduct, of their practice. And it is said that those beings who have very pure, very refined contact actually receive, through the blessing of that, they're capable of being introduced to the right view from higher beings. So even if they were to have a view which would be not the most refined one, by coming into the presence of the deities, of the enlightened beings would introduce them to the right view through the merit of their pure conduct.
Yizan jambi yon la mar hapar da mar chujujin zikun zikun na yuwari.
And also we can see many examples in biographies of holy beings, how this actually took place. If we look at Arya Asanga, remember how he remained in retreat for so many years, and eventually he directly met Buddha Maitreya. When he met Buddha Maitreya, he was carried into the pure land, and for many years, the most extensive, the most profound teachings were bestowed on him. Another good example comes from the biography of Lama Tsongkhapa. We know that Lama Tsongkhapa had a special connection with his own deity, Manjushri. But in the beginning, he needed to rely on an interpreter. He needed to rely on Lama Rendawa, who was kind of the intermediate being between facilitating the communication between the deity and Lama Tsongkhapa himself. But nevertheless, after a while, Lama Tsongkhapa had progressed so much that he could have this direct access to Manjushri himself. They developed this relationship of a student that a student has with a live teacher. And he could directly ask the points, and he could clarify even the minor doubts, the more subtle points, and so forth. And that was possible because the conduct of Lama Tsongkhapa at that point was so vast and so pure that he could then have this direct access. And we can find references of those events in different instances of prayers composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we have these lines of Lama Tsongkhapa where he says, in life after life, may I be taken care directly by the deities themselves. And that is a reference to that event. And later on, we have another reference of the prayer, which is called Good in the Beginning, the Middle, and the End. And in that, again, Lama...
No. The text expressing the realization that the life of the Mahalaya is meaningful. That text.
And again, in that, the great Lama Tsongkhapa says that whatever he has attained was only through the kindness of Manjushri himself. So he said, I was capable of hearing so much Dharma, both Sutra, both Tantra, and that was through the kindness of Manjushri. Right. I was...
By listening and reflecting and meditating, able to all this, able to reach all this, by the kindness of the Manjushri.
The beginning, I had this great opportunity of listening to all these dharmas due to the kindness of Manjushri. In the middle, I was capable of reflecting with special power, again through the power of Manjushri. At the end, I was capable of meditating and generating the realizations. It was all due to the kindness of Manjushri himself.
Then
There was another instance where the great masters Chandrakirti and the great master Chandragomin were going to have a debate. They were actually holding different views. The master Chandrakirti was holding the middle way consequent view, and the master Chandragomin was holding the mind only view. So it was coming, the debate came to a head, and one day Master Chandrakirti actually walked down into the abode of Master Chandragomin in order to finally settle the debate. Now, Master Chandragomin had actually a statue of Chenrezig, and the statue of Chenrezig at that point moved a finger and indicated to Master Chandragomin, this is where you should look for your answer in the text. And Master Chandrakirti perceived that, and he said, what about me? How could you only be helping him? And the answer that was given to him, well, you've got Manjushri to help you. Okay. To complete that question, yeah.
To complete that, so and to get this that stage, one does need the uncontracted bodhicitta, right? One does need the uncontracted bodhicitta. What happens to the mind when you're uncontracted bodhicitta? What's the difference? Why do you need this uncontracted bodhicitta to get the purification of the explanation?
So to reach the point of impure illusory body, one needs to have uncontrived bodhicitta. Why is that so? Matakpa ki lu tobe ki chie tu ten e la chanchu ki sem juma ma yinba kye o res. Di jum sen kare res.
Ori ji da matakpa juli toba la di da gugurwa. Jiga madhava jilu se jidhi tapsiga nyamne tseden jiga teni to guguyuwaari shangjib ji samda mima guywa jiga madhava jilu toyaga sansama tena yang jiga ngau ji oji da jolam to semo zoba da chuncha kwa kwa jiga diya agni tenrak jiga kamni to guguyuwa yendu jiga jolam kwa ngonda tsanglam to guguyuwaari tsanglam la yang tsanglam chenre chansam yuwaari Sanglam Changu, Sanglam Gazam, Lamni Sambala, Shanti Jisim Kima Mayambaji, Jala Majina, Tabai Chimbu Lamna, Hikuya Mariwa.
Well, of course, you need bodhicitta in order to attain the impure illusory body because, as we say, the impure illusory body is a body that will be attained during one's tantric practices. One will be at the path of preparation. Heat, peak, patience, supreme mundane dharmas in this particular stage. But prior to reaching the path of preparation, one would have to go through the path of accumulation, which again has three stages, the small, the medium, and the great. And prior to that, before anyone's practice becomes a path, one needs to generate bodhicitta, right? One needs to have entered into these practices. So it's like the door, the entrance, the beginning.
So the level of that you achieve this tantric stage, this isolation of mind, the impure clear light. So the isolation of mind, the clear light. Of example, so that achieving this, where you achieve this is the fourth level of the preparatory path, the Supreme Dharma. So that's the level where you achieve this. So therefore, that's why there's need bodhicitta before.
It seems there's one persistent one.
At the time of death, when the death visions are occurring, is there any general length of time that the visions last? For example, the mirage would last for 1 minute or 10 seconds or 1 hour, you know, something like that. And then when we get up to the other visions in clear light, do they last for any particular time in general? And is there any length of time between the visions, like between the mirage and the next vision? Is there some amount of time? And also, if a person does not recognize the first vision, or the second vision, is it possible for them to recognize the latter visions
Right. So the question is about the visions that appear at the time of death. What is the duration of individual visions? Is there a gap between the visions? And if you miss, let's say, the first set of visions, is it possible to later on recognize and realize that at least you're at the second phase where the visions are continuing? That's the question. Rimuchila the Shikalaga the Gonozu the Nawa Mindawa Shargiores, the Kamindawa Shi Dune, the Dewangi, the Semna La Jaminda, Nawa Mindawa Shargiores, the Tambun, the Sachuna La Timbegi, Nawa Dine, the Nechu, true men La Timbegi, Nawa Teberla, Tutsu, Karita, Partonda, which he Yores. Then now I realize that you can't do anything like that. You can't do anything like that. Yes.
Aji dadi jigarzi go, tisu tang da ren tang da yin si jang sang yu amari di. Dadi kansa susu susu la yang jigarzi go, susu zibu ni tang tang, sangkam chingkam ka ni tang tang, tinda ka tok ka tsinda wong yu yu kuyo samari wa. Ren tang da wo kashiya da renpo yu dingi, kashiya tang tang yu dingi, wada tinda yu sakari. Yang jibu njibu, shangi ji yu du yang di ngunda wo masamba pina. ကျေညလာဘကပ်စံညောင်းတံပတ်တောက်ညရဘညရဘကြီးချရံကိုယူရတယ်တင်းငစကျောင်းနွားတော့ရှရရကြောင့်ယူရမှာလေပါတနည်းကျေမကကြီးကရစကိုငမဆိုတဲ့အင်းကြီးယူကိုယူရတယ်ဒါတင်ဆောင်မှကြီးအော်ပရေရှင်ကြီးနာကြီးထကြီးကိုနေစကပ်ဂျမ်နစီတင်ပမေရဆိုချက်တင်နနွားယူရမှာရမှာတော့ဒီငမရနေကျေချက်ကျူးကြီးတင်တဲ့ကြီးတွေနာကျေခါကြီးကို
ဂျူနာစံကမ်ချကမ်တဆိုတံဘတောက်တဲ့ချရံကန်ဒီစီဝဒတဲ့တင်ရှင်ရောင်းရောင်းကြွေးပါလေ။ယန်ဘုဇလာဒီတံဘောနာဝတံဘောညံပစုပန်တင်တဲ့တဒရောချန်ငါရုံဆုံငုံမစင်ဝိုင်းနာတတေဂျဲလာဒီအမ်တနာဝခါလမ်ဘလာဆုဘဆရဝေကဗလာတံဘူရှိငုံမစင်ဘချေဂျဲလာရှိဒီငုံစင်ယုစီကြွေးပါလေ။ဟောရီဒါဒီဂျူတီကပ်ဒီနဇတ်ရှိချင်ဘုကွေ ဒီကျူတင်းငင်တာရောင်းနာသတိတို့စီညောင်းဆောင်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ရောင်းစပယင်သူဒီနာသတိရှိချင်ဘူးရောနဲ့ရောင်းမရတဲ့တဲမထုံကြီးတကမရသဘဒင်တော်ရောင်းနာသတိညောင်းဆောင်သူနဲ့တင်သဘဒင်တဲ့ရောင်းကိုယူစားရပါတင်တဲ့ရင်ပယင်သူဒီမင်းချင်းလိုဆောင်ကြည့်ရင်ကဘာဒီကရစေကိုဒီစုံတဲ့ကြီးပါရပါဒီနမ်ကြီးရတဲ့စီတင်တဲ့ကညာမနဲ့ကြီးညောင်းတဲ့ကြီးတဲ့စို့
Rinpoche
is replying to that everything depends on the body of the person who is passing away. It depends on their constitution, it depends on the state that their elements of earth, water, fire, wind and so forth are at that particular time. And these are the things that will determine the duration of those visions. For some people they will be quick, for some people it will be slower, some people will be able to recognize them, some people will not be able to recognize them, and a lot depends, let's say, on the quality of your death. Sometimes they just happen too quickly, or sometimes you're just too sick to recognize those. Now, we have a similar occasion where and these visions appear, but they come up so quickly that usually we're not aware of them. And this is at the time where we go to sleep. They appear, they dawn every time, but they come and go so quickly that we're not aware of them. Now, there is another case. You know that these days when we go through operation, of course, you're given the injection of usual whatever, either local or, let's say, you know, total anesthetic. But it used to be a time where people had to undergo operation without going through, without losing consciousness, right, through the anesthetic. And it was said that at that time some people were reporting having the visions of the dissolution of the earth, the water, and so forth, of the elements. So there are different occasions where these things come occur. Now, what was your other question? Yeah, there's no guarantee in that. And then the other thing was that if you miss some of them, could you later on at least recognize that there are some remaining? And Rumshe was saying, again, it depends how sick you are, how well you are, whether you have good recollection. It will really vary from one individual to the other, but usually there's not too much. The ability to recollect things is not so good at that time, and this is why Panchen Losang Chuki Gyaltsen has composed this particular prayer in which it says, you know, there's the wish of all the yogis, all the practitioners, may I be able to recognize and recall and retain each one of those stages at the time of death. We make special prayers so that we'll be able to do that.
So this prayer to be free from the danger of the intermediate stage path. So there's a special prayer composed by Benjamin Chuchanzen. So there says that there's a prayer that to be able to recognize this, the appearances, you know, the absolutions, these appearances, to be able to recognize without being tortured by the karmic appearance or the sickness and so forth. So there's the importance of bringing that prayer.
Right,
we will stop here for today.